Blog Talk Radio.
Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord, because He is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before Him and lay down our lives before Him and just lift up our hearts and thank Him. Glory to Your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King and Lord of all.
We worship You this day.
welcome to Reflections tonight. We're going to take a look. We're still looking at prayer, but tonight we're going to take a look at prayer and treading with authority. If you remember Luke 10:19, it reads, "Behold, I give unto you the power. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall in any wise hurt you." And as I began to look through doing research and finding and looking up words per word, starting with tread, to tread means to step, walk, or trample so as to press, crush, or injure something, usually followed by or on upon, to tread on a person's foot. And if the word of God tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, we need to get it in our mind that when we begin to tread, we're not treading lightly. We're treading to get results. We're treading to trample, to press, to crush, and injure those things that would injure us or our families or the things that we're concerned with. So when we are out to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, that means we are going to, I read one instance where it said that literally treading is a form of dancing or a form of high stepping. So if you can imagine the power and recognizing that as you dance before the Lord, you can literally see that as another act of worship and treading on the power of the enemy as you dance before the Lord, that you're eradicating something, you're coming against something as you dance and as you tread. And it's almost, if you can see that picture in your eye, of literally a strategic dance where every step matters, every step is a precision step. You're not just stepping anywhere, but you're treading, you're pressing, you're crushing, and you're injuring each time you make a step, that it's strategic and it's powerful. And you will begin to see the results of your prayer and what you are doing as you literally take and tread upon all of the power of the enemy. It's just simply amazing because, again, in our research, it says Luke 10:19, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." And it's literally, as we're treading, we're seeing results. And when we don't tread, we don't see results. The Bible is teaching us that we have authority in Christ over all the power of the enemy, meaning Satan. And we must see what authority we have. Of ourselves, we have nothing. But as we depend on the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ and the authority that is given to us, authority over serpents and scorpions, demonic forces, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. So if you are hurting, you are obviously not using your authority in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because in Matthew, Jesus says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." That's Matthew 28:18. power and authority that Jesus wants to share with us. Behold, he says in 10:19, we read it in the, reading it again. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Power and authority which are demonstrated in and through our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Mark 16, verse 17 through 18. Authority, power. We're talking about privilege. We're talking about force. We're talking about capacity, authority, power, competency, freedom, superhuman, token of control, delegated influence, authority, jurisdiction, liberty, power, right, and strength. What is this authority that I have? What power do I have? That's a good question that we must ask, because we see so many people bound, but we need to ask the right questions. Jesus said, all power is given unto me, and he said to us, I give you power, go in my name. And to explain all of this to us, where, what, how, and whose power it is, God says this is to us through the Apostle Paul. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us, Lord, who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and domain, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Ephesians 1, 19 through 22. God, through his mighty power, raised Jesus from the dead. Set Jesus at his right hand, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, every name that is named. There is no name above the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, and put everything under Jesus' feet. That is the power that Jesus was referring to in Matthew 28:18, that this power that's given to us in Jesus' name. We see Mark 16:17, and that is the power that Jesus gives to us. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and whatever we have need of, all we have need do is ask, because he said he would give it to us. What does all this mean? Authority and power and treading and seeing it in the spiritual realm, that as we take authority that has been given to us, we will see results. We have been given authority in Jesus' name, an authority that Jesus backs up with all the power that he has been given, an authority that will stop every demon of hell in his tracks, an authority that gives us power over all the power, not some of the power, not a portion of the power, but all the power of the enemy. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's Ephesians 6:10, because God gave us authority. He did not give us the power, but he gave us authority that is invested in his power. He gave us power in his name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see that authority and power in his name, the same way it worked for Jesus, it will work for you. In the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing of ourselves. If we abide in him and he abides in us, we can ask what we will. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. With the Holy Ghost and power. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Acts 10:38. And I'm reminded, even as I read this, that not only did Jesus go about as an example of destroying all the works of the devil, that was for our example, to see that we don't have to idly sit by and just watch things happen. But as we depend on the Lord Jesus Christ, as we study his word, as we put that word in our heart, as we take a hold of what he has done and what he has finished, according to Acts 10:38 and according to Romans 10:15-13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, we must believe that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. It goes back to the same, they said it's similar to dynamite, but that power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. And the adversary who has come to steal from us, kill us, destroy our lives, and all that we have, that is who our enemy is. That's how you can recognize him day to day. That's how you can stop that method of operation, because you are vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he can devour. But God has given you authority, and you must use it. It says he comes like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about. That's 1 Peter 5:8. He is not a roaring lion, but walks about like a roaring lion, for his teeth have been pulled. A pussycat with a microphone making a lot of noise. He tries to literally make much noise in order to scare us and frighten us off from our post where we are on the wall as watchmen. He's literally standing trying to trip us up and cause us not to carry out the task, but the devil is a liar. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble? Did he shake kingdoms? Isaiah 14, verses 2-16. Not only are his teeth pulled, but he has no real authority. The word of God says that your adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So if God has given you this authority and this power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, you are to fear nothing and nobody. Satan has to try and find those whom he may devour, those who have their guard down, and thus allow him to devour them on their goods. But if your eyes are wide open and your heart is set, you can tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, because you know that 1 John 10:10 is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Satan will come and try to steal from you, and you must do the resisting, not God. It says resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You must resist Satan's attacks, not God. God has already done his part. You must resist the enemy. and he will flee from you, according to the word of God. It's just like treading water. As you're treading with authority, you are getting results. You're taking down kingdoms, and our Lord and Savior, his kingdom is coming, and the works of darkness are being destroyed. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We're going to take a small break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
We see from this as we come back from our break that Satan is a deceiver, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That's Revelation 12:9. Satan is persistent. Three times Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness. Three times Jesus resisted him. You must resist him continuously, as many times as he comes. You must be aggressive like Jesus was, even more aggressive than Satan. Finally, we come to Ephesians 6:10, and we see where it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." That means be strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't depend on your strength. Don't depend on your power. You have nothing to match with the enemy. But if you put on the armor of light, if you put on the whole armor of God, then you're able to stand. You're able to resist. Satan has no real power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And that's Colossians 2:15. Satan has been disarmed, and we have authority over his power. Luke 10:19 states that he has no legal right to use it against us, but he will if we don't use our authority and resist him. We must wake up with the idea that we will resist him and put him in his place as we walk triumphantly over principalities and powers and make a public spectacle of them. We see that, in other words, Jesus paraded the demonic hosts, taking spoils, essence of the procession that was due to him. And literally, it's in other words that we see that Jesus paraded the demon hosts, taking spoils. The very essence of what the enemy was. And he stripped them, including Satan, of everything. We are to enforce that defeat and not fall for Satan's deceptions. And as we do this and we see his lies and we counter those lies, because we know that no lie is of the truth and the truth will set you free, we are to enforce that defeat and not fall for Satan's deception and his lies, that he still has power over the believer until they resist it and until they denounce that thing. Satan looks strange and plays mind games, and we have to be aware of that. We have to be aware of his method of operation, how he does those things, so that when we see it coming, we will know that it is coming from the pit of hell. Satan plays mind games. If you remember, it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, 2 Corinthians 10:4. And we see that once we take authority in Jesus' name in the spiritual realm over strongholds in our mind, we are free to exercise that authority over the foe. We must see that. We have to see that power. There's a big difference. We have been given authority in the name of Jesus, which gives us power over Satan. As Jesus said it, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Luke 10:19. How does this work? As we see a working example, the traffic officer. A traffic officer has no power in himself to stop an 18-wheeler, 40-ton truck, but the authority vested in him by the state or city will stop that truck point on. And he does not need anything more than the little tin badge he wears on his shirt. Should the truck driver not stop, the officer does not pursue the truck on his own, but all the officers in the force and have at their disposal the city, the state, or the local government to back them. You have more than that. You have so much more than that. And God, and praise God, there is a safe undercoat for you. That when you put on the armor of light, when you put on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will know how to tread. You will know how to go out and how to come in. Let's keep treading. You have the weekend before you. Resist the enemy steadfast in the faith. Take the word of God and use it. Know who you are in Christ Jesus and begin to decree and declare the word of God over your life. Decree and declare the word of God over your nieces or your nephew or your own children. Children are instruments in the hand of each one of you parents. And as you tread together with your children, you will come into victory that only the Lord Jesus Christ can give, because he promised it. And as you tread with authority, tread with the authority that Christ Jesus has given to you. We will be back with you on tomorrow. And don't forget, tread over all the power of the enemy. You win.
My heart is full of admiration for you, my Lord, my God and King. Your excellence, my inspiration, your words of grace have made my spirit sing. You love what's right and hate all evil, therefore.